Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back. A little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Rihanna. That's one of my favorite songs. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out. You can go and you go there. If you go to my website, you can find the body of work that Tamar Jacoby has deposited with us over the many years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and take the poll question right there on the homepage. Lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And including, we like to link over to Tamar's site, which is what, Tamar? ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
So check it out. You find her book there and all the things that they do. Support her work. See if you like what she does when you get there. And if you do, support her work and by becoming a member of her organization. Tamar, we went to the break. I was making some kind of a, I popped off something about the fact that in the United States we have to change laws. In Europe they have to change their culture, which is a much bigger job. And I think that was something like what I was saying, and you had some thoughts on that.
And I think it's brilliant. I think it's exactly right. Our main problem is the illegality of the immigrants. That's really a policy problem, whereas the European problem is deep cultural. Can they fit in? Can we live with them? So I think you're totally right. I think it's a brilliant insight. But my new fear is that if we let this legality thing go on for long enough, we could actually create a cultural problem.
Yeah.
Because I think we are raising a generation of young Latinos who think this country doesn't want us here and doesn't like people like us.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there are lots of things that are telling them different. But it's very easy to get into that kind of attitude, so that we have what's right now a legality problem, but we could create a generation of alienated people if we don't, and people who think that what's most important, not just alienated, but who think that what's most important about them and that the way they are organized politically and that the way they ought to see themselves is all about their ethnicity. And, I don't think that's ever a good thing. I think
you're saying the conflict we have is raising, is heightening an awareness and a commitment to an ethnicity when it really shouldn't, it doesn't have to be that way in the United States. Also,
exactly.
I agree with you about
this
generational thing. Many of these people are folks who were born in the United States, and therefore that makes them Americans, right?
And they're smart and they're going
to
school and
but their parents may not be, and so
even people whose parents are legal, they're identifying with the people who aren't, right? Because you're a young person and you identify with people like you, and you see, that the kids aren't allowed to go to college or get a job,
right.
And you identify with them, and you think it's about you too. So it's not even just the kids of the illegal immigrants; it's young Hispanics in general.
What are we going to do? What are we making any progress in the United States? I mean, while the other things going on in Japan, the economy, the Middle East is seems to be going up in flames. I mean, with all these other issues, immigration seems to be on the back burner. I mean, are we making any progress in solving this thing in the United States?
Well, mostly we've been going backwards. I mean, 10 years ago, you had President Bush and the most, conservative Republican president and Senator Kennedy, liberal Democrat, working together to try to work it out. Now you have, it's become a wedge issue. It's become the new abortion or gay marriage, where Democrats are all on one side and Republicans are all on the other side, and they're just using it to beat each other up at election time.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I would actually say we're going backwards.
The scenario you just described, Tamar, is a scenario that is the main manifestation of the activity in Washington, D.C., and that is no leadership.
Yeah.
That's the problem we have, folks.
No, I,
We got to find a way to put leaders in Washington. We got a bunch of crackpot jackasses up there tomorrow. And I'm sorry, I just that's how when I think about the political class, not individuals, because I know a lot of the individuals are great people. Some of them are even statesmen. We got a bunch of clowns up there that know nothing but political power. They know nothing about leadership. And tomorrow, if we don't fix that, we got a lot of problems.
I agree with you.
Yeah, sorry about pontificating there at the end, but I sometimes get so aggravated. Folks, it's us, though. We're the reason we got to change this. Tamar Jacoby is one of the people who's helping to do that. Tamar, thank you for your leadership. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Tamar Jacoby, folks, immigrationworksusa.org. That's her website. You want to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.